From heir apparent to opposition leader, Anwar Ibrahim's long career in politics has culminated in him being sworn in as Prime Minister of Malaysia.
Saya Anwar bin Ibrahim.
I, Anwar Ibrahim, do solemnly swear to perform my duty as Prime Minister sincerely and to the best of my ability.
Along the way, he was twice imprisoned for sodomy, charges widely seen as politically motivated. His first imprisonment sparked street protests and led to the birth of a reform movement. Upon his release, he united the opposition parties and turned the coalition into a formidable political opponent. He was jailed a second time, 2 years after he led the opposition to its biggest electoral gains in 2013.
Justice will prevail.
Anwar's Alliance of Hope won the largest number of seats in Saturday's elections, but fell short of a majority. His biggest rival is Muhyiddin Yassin, who leads the second largest bloc, made up of a right-wing Malay-centric party and a religiously conservative party. Days of negotiations failed to produce a coalition with majority support. The political impasse was only broken when the king, Al-Sultan Abdullah, appointed Anwar after speaking to several MPs.
This is a national unity government. All are welcome. On condition you accept the fundamental rules of good governance, no corruption, and Malaysia for all Malaysians.
Supporters say they welcome Anwar's appointment. The multi-ethnic coalition is seen as more reform-minded and liberal.
I'm happy. We've waited too long for this, and it's time for us to receive someone who can give a better commitment to Malaysia.
Analysts say there will be no honeymoon period for the new government.
He has to put in place a cabinet that conveys credibility and competence. At the same time, he has to probably face a challenge very soon in order to prove that he has majority support in parliament.
His rival, Muhyiddin Yassin, has challenged Anwar to prove his level of support. Muhyiddin has also refused the king's proposal the two sides set up a unity government.
Anwar Ibrahim faces challenging weeks and months ahead. He'll have to introduce reforms to fix the economy. He'll also be leading a country where the racial and religious divides appear to have deepened. Florence Louis, Al Jazeera, Kuala Lumpur.